Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-711-6812 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-711-6812. Again, that's 800-711-6812.
Well, good morning and welcome to Consider This. I'm Joe Clark.
I'm Sherry Kontos.
So happy to have you along. Yep. We have lots to talk about, including the mouse.
Yes.
Yeah, if you're from Indiana, you may not recognize that name. When you go to California and you hang out with people there, they work for the mouse, which you always find is interesting. They will, that's Disney, of course.
And sure.
It's just a different world out in California.
It's a great world.
We have an office out there, and it's... I understand the beauty and the 70 degrees and, I got all that. It's the traffic.
Oh, yeah.
And the taxes. But that's another story. So we've got a few conversations we're going to talk about. You may be getting a Dear John, Debbie, somebody letter in the mail coming this year that talks about moving your pension, if you have a defined benefit plan, moving your pension to another location. Mm. We've got some answers for you on that. We're going to talk about some big Social Security decisions that have to be made that really, really concern me that people miss. In this case, we're talking about seniors and specifically, we're talking about widows and widowers here. Who have been underpaid because they didn't make the proper decisions at Social Security. One of the things that we look at, it was a bad week last week. I lost an uncle, and he was 93. Aunt Mary was already passed away. So, it was time. I'm sure they're together. But I lost two clients. And again, one was a widow, so it's not an issue, but one left behind his wife.
Oh.
And so one of those things that we have to help her do and make the right decision on is, should she adjust, which benefit it is that she's taken? Mm-hmm. And, people notify the Social Security Administration when somebody's passed, but the Social Security Administration, according to the article or the research, doesn't do the best job in saying, hey, you should consider switching benefits.
Here's your options,
And we do our best to try to help with that. We talk about the five critical elements, your life after work, the tax planning, the investment playbook. We talk about life happens and then the legacy plan. Well, life happens is that. It's one of those things that you don't have to do a lot. Mm-hmm. Hopefully you don't have to bury a lot of spouses.
Yeah.
Right? One's usually enough. But there's, you're not thinking about Social Security. I mean, that's not the way that it works. So need to make sure that we're making those right decisions and help keeping people on track. If you've got a question or comment, you can shoot us an email. Consider this at yourlifeafterwork.com. And of course, you can always go to our website, yourlifeafterwork.com, to go to the radio show under our insights. Sherry and I do five segments on most of the shows. You only get to hear four of them or most of the stations. Yep. If you go there or to iTunes, the podcast, Consider This with Big Joe Clark, you have access to all of them. In the meantime, settle down, get a cup of coffee, and we will be back with the show, 800-928-4001. Here we go.
Hi, I'm Sherry Kontos, co-host for Consider This with Joe Clark. Joe is a certified financial planner and former professor at Purdue University. Joe is the managing partner for the Financial Enhancement Group based in Central Indiana, and Joe's passion is teaching people about their money. Find out more at yourlifeafterwork.com. The Financial Enhancement Group manages more than $300 million for families in 31 states. The Financial Enhancement Group takes care of people who don't want to worry about their money. Join Joe and me as we address your questions about money in five key areas: retirement planning, tax planning, investment planning, risk management, and estate planning. And each week we will tackle questions that can make a difference in your life. The Financial Enhancement Group can be reached at 800-928-4001. You can find out more at our website, yourlifeafterwork.com. The Financial Enhancement Group is an SEC registered investment advisor. Securities offered through World Equity Group, Inc., member FINRA SIPC.
Well, good morning and welcome to Consider This. I'm Joe Clark.
I'm Sherry Kontos.
And we are happy to have you along.
We are.
You know, anytime we talk about Social Security, I know that that affects pretty much everybody in America. If it doesn't yet, it will at some point in time. Those of us that are working are certainly paying in. Those of us that are over the magical age, a full retirement age, are collecting or will be collecting. We've got all sorts of strategies and conversations that people need to use. But there's a few places that I trust that I go to when I'm looking at a Social Security issue, if you will. Marybeth Franklin I've been with her a few times. She now writes for Investment News. And so if you pay attention, I keep track of what I call bad headlines. You can go to yourlifeafterwork.com.
You keep track of them?
Yeah. Things that get people into trouble just by reading a headline and not reading the story.
Ah, okay.
So if you go to yourlifeafterwork.com/bad data, you can go right on the landing page and it'll talk about one that I saw a few weeks ago. So when I saw this one from Mary Beth, it's kind of like, now hold on. Social Security underpaid 82% of duly entitled widows and widowers. Now, knowing that Mary Beth was responsible for this, I had to read the whole story. So it didn't make the bad data page. What it did make was yourlifeafterwork.com/SOS. I have a Social Security educational page. And in case you missed it, you know, my mission when I wake up in the morning, we want to do our best to educate people about their finances so we can eliminate inefficient financial decisions that lead to frustration and sometimes devastation. Now, I broke that model down, if you will, into what we call the five critical elements. Your life after work, which is the retirement planning, the tax planning that needs to be done every year, the investment playbook, how do you deal with the crazy markets that exist. The fourth is what's called life happens, and then the fifth is legacy. So what is life happens, Sherry?
It's just unexpected stuff that pops up.
Not necessarily unexpected, but it's the unexperienced. It's the good and bad and ugly of life that you're probably only going to have to do once or twice in your life, right?
Yeah.
Applying for Social Security would be one of those.
Right.
Very similar to, and I don't want to sound like I'm a geek, though maybe I am in some of this stuff, but you would think putting down the IRA beneficiary, right, would be simple.
Right.
I have a 123-page checklist.
Oh,
literally.
Wow.
Now, do we usually use it? No, but every now and then. And the reason we have it is I have 300 friends like me that the reason we have 123 things on the checklist
is because
we have found 123 different things that should have been considered.
Wow.
When you have marriages with mixed families, when you've got, you know, all sorts of issues that you can just imagine. Huh. Autistic children, you know, there's tons and tons of things. Social Security is one of those things that people think is simple. You go to the office, heck, you can even do it online. A role and life is good. But there is this guy, they do this internal audit, and it's the Inspector General of the Social Security Administration, and he went through and looked at it, and the bottom line is that widows and widowers have an option to either claim their survivor benefits initially or delay applying for their own retirement benefits until age 70. Now, there were some things that came out last year that said if you weren't born before a date in 1954, you couldn't do it. And it was applied incorrectly. What the Inspector General found, 82% of current beneficiaries. That's a lot.
Yeah.
82% of current beneficiaries who are duly entitled to survivor benefits and their own retirement benefits would have received a higher monthly benefit. Now, this is the part it didn't like. If the Social Security Administration would have informed them of their option. I'm not sure that's their job, right?
Yeah, but
your job is not to be notified.
You're supposed to figure it out.
It's the way the system works. So you can either take it as it is, or you can figure out a better life. It's kind of like I talk about the tax code, right?
Yeah.
There's two tax codes in the United States, and it's not one for the rich or the poor. It's one for the informed, one for the uninformed. So the ability to claim on spousal benefits, it was removed back in 2015 for people that were born after, I guess you should say, January 1st of 1954.
Okay.
But the law did not alter the ability of surviving spouses and surviving ex-spouses to make separate claiming decisions for their retirement benefits, regardless of when they're born, like even as in today. So remember...
What does that mean?
Well, remember, every year you delay Social Security...
Yeah.
past your full retirement age, your benefit grows by 8% a year.
Right.
So assuming that Barb and I were the same age, we're close, and I took, I didn't take my, or I died,
right?
Barb is entitled to the greater of the two benefits, but it's based on when the Social Security was elected. Right.
Okay.
And what this is, what they're talking about here is if we were at Social Security time, she could choose to take my benefit as the spouse and let hers continue to grow until age 70. Right.
And then what?
And then she switches to hers because her benefit would have grown by 8% a year.
Oh.
The general said he identified 13,564 widows or widowers currently receiving survivor benefits who were duly entitled to the widow or widower's benefits before age 70. The office selected a random sample of 50. That's not a big number, of 50. 82% of the sample, 41, were eligible for a higher monthly benefit had they delayed their retirement. So, for example, in January 2011, an individual applied for retirement and widow's benefits. She was eligible for $1,403 widow benefit and $1,140 if she took her own retirement. The Social Security Administration paid a combined widow's and retirement benefit in the amount of $1,403, consisting of $263 as a widow and $1,140 as the retiree. By limiting the scope of her application, she would have received the widow's $1,403 monthly benefit and retained the option to apply for higher retirement benefits at a later date. They did not find any evidence that she was informed in any way, shape, or form, and the difference between what she was paid and what she should have been paid, $39,700 versus $52,708, the difference was $13,000 on the nose.
Wow.
That she would have been paid in income. 34, by the way, of the people who were underpaid were over 70. Makes a lot of sense. The bottom line is only 2% of the sample correctly applied for survivor benefits initially and delayed their retirement application until the benefits widow was exceeded. So you've got, some of this stuff looks very, very, very simple.
Yeah.
And, you know, I have people who say, Joe, you know, I really want to do this on my own. Folks, I'm good with that. You know, at the Financial Enhancement Group, we take care of people who don't want to worry about it. If you want to take care of it, you know, that's your business. If you want a fiduciary, that's our business. But there's things out there that you're only going to do once or twice in life that can really make a huge difference in what your financial future looks like.
So my question is, in that example you gave, what if she had gotten remarried? She's on the widow's.
If you're after 60, if you've been married for somebody for 10 years or longer, right, then you always have the ability to use their benefits, even if you're an ex-spouse.
Okay, right.
If you've been married for 1 year or longer and they die, you're eligible to do that.
Right.
You can't get married before you turn 60. Right. So that has so I mean you're asking questions that are part of those strategies. I mean, we could go down a rat hole
that you
cannot even imagine. It's why I send one of our planners in Lafayette to Social Security school. It's why we buy very, very complicated software.
Right.
It's why we work with CPAs and estate planning attorneys. You know, this stuff is complex and you do need to be informed, but you need to have a group of people who are being able to work together to help you develop the strategy. So like I said, if you want more on, you can go to yourlifeafterwork.com/SOS. Mm-hmm. That's our Social Security page. And when we think of things that we want people to be able to understand, we go ahead and try to put them up there.
Yeah.
We do that on all of our educational pages. And you may think I'm nuts, but again, I wake up in the morning to make sure that people are educated about their money, to eliminate inefficient financial decisions that lead to frustration and sometimes financial devastation. And if you look back a couple weeks ago, believe me, people were financially devastated over market volatility.
Mm.
You're listening to Consider This. I'm Joe Clark, along with Sherry Kontos. Give us a call, 800-928-4001. We'll take a break and be right back.
If you're one of the millions of Americans who can't work because of a serious injury or illness, you may be eligible for disability benefits from Social Security. Receiving benefits is your right. It doesn't matter if you've applied before and the government has said no. Let the experienced attorneys at Bill Gordon & Associates help you get the Social Security disability you deserve. Their team of attorneys have been fighting for benefits for people just like you for over 20 years. And best of all, they There's no fee until you receive your benefits. There are many conditions that make you eligible, including some you may not even be aware of. So if you're disabled and unable to work, call Bill Gordon and Associates today for your free no-obligation consultation. See if you qualify for the Social Security benefits you need and deserve. 800-470-4453. 800-470-4453. That's 800-470-4453. Are you ready to leave your corporate job behind and be your own boss? Have you ever dreamed of owning a business? Do you have $50,000 or more sitting around in a 401k? If you answered yes, it's time to invest in yourself by buying or starting a business or franchise. IRS code allows you to use money in a 401k to invest in a business with absolutely no penalties or taxes. At Guidant Financial, we've helped more than 11,000 entrepreneurs invest $3 billion in retirement assets into the small businesses and franchises of their dreams. So if you've got $50,000 or more in a 401k and you're looking for a way to start a business, call Guidant Financial now for free information and to learn more. Operators are standing by for your call. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. That's 800-570-6630.
Biz Talk Radio.
Well, good morning and welcome to Consider This. I'm Joe Clark.
I'm Sherry Kontos.
Happy to have you along.
Yes.
You know, I think I pointed out before, if you're new to the show, by the way, we do education. That's our thing. I try to give you things you should consider if you're doing this on your own or if you're working with somebody that's not a fiduciary, not a registered investment advisor. You really are, if you're working with a broker, doing it on your own. You just have a sidekick along that you're paying. It's a beautiful deal. Anyhow, here's the scope of where I'm trying to get. I don't talk about the market a lot
right. Because
that's not educational.
Yeah.
Right. So getting into some of the things that are going on in the marketplace doesn't make sense. If you want that, we talk about it every week. We manage more than $350 million. You know, so we're very in tune to what's going on in the market. I don't want you to think that that's not the case. We have families in 31 states. So every week, either myself or Adam Harder, our chief investment strategist, he's a CFA, one of the two of us do a 4 to 6 minute video that we call the Market Carver, you know, tearing down the market and what's going on. You can go to yourlifeafterwork.com/Market Carver, get signed up for that. It's a free thing. We are more than happy to have you. Now, the one thing that I am going to tell you right now before I get into this is we take care of people who don't want to worry about their money. If you want to take care of it, that's your business. If you want a fiduciary, that's our business. Mm-hmm. There is an exception to this rule that I'm going to urge some of you to consider. Some of you really want to take care of it on your own. But folks, there comes a point in time in life when you have to understand changes that are taking place. And what we had happen in the market 2 weeks ago showed what happens when things change. And it's going to take some people years to figure this out. The model that we were taught in CFPville, you know, I'm a certified financial planner. The model that I'm taught academically, that I taught at Purdue for 14 semesters, and what I've seen in my 30-year career says that you have some stocks and you have some fixed income, or what we would call bonds.
Yes.
And so if you're working with a broker, if you're working with a non-fiduciary, I assure you, you have a mix of those two things if you're working with somebody else, because the Securities and Exchange Commission and FINRA dictate that those models exist.
Really?
Oh, absolutely. Wow. You have to sign all sorts of stuff to be all equity. Now, as a fiduciary, I can put you there. Now, don't get confused. I'm not advocating in any way, shape, or form that you do not have any money in fixed income. Lord knows, we certainly do.
Sure.
But as conditions change, I want to be able to change the duration and the holding period of the securities that I have. And what happened a few weeks ago in the market volatility is we watched both stocks and bonds lose money, like more than 2% in a week. And so people got very, very, very hit. If you don't understand why that correlation is starting to break down, you really need to do your research and reconsider things. things.
Which correlation?
We never, between bonds and stocks. The thought was if one went up, the other went down, and vice versa.
Right.
That broke down. We believe it's breaking down. We've been in a 38-year bull market, right? And you got to understand when things change that you have to change. Otherwise, you're just going to get beat around, you know, and bad things can honestly take place. You know, we had a guy who came in last week who, you know, worked hard for us and for people, had about $250,000, and said, is that enough? And, you know, my response to him is, you know, we help take care of people. We manage money on the side. It's not the size. It's more the attitude. And we really do want people who don't want to worry about it.
Yes.
You know, we take very good care of it. Mm. That's our focus, right? If you want to worry about it, you know, do it on your own. But it's not about the money as much as it is the people. But go ahead and go to yourlifeafterwork.com/bonds. You can see more of some of these trials and tribulations that I've talked about.
You know, you say that you don't want people to worry about the money, but you do invite them to come to your conversations.
Oh, absolutely.
And they just get to the point where they understand that, you know, you guys know what you're doing, and they don't come back is what really
happens. Yeah, we've never had anybody. Our allocation meeting that we have on Mondays are open. Clients have to sign up.
Right, yeah.
But we've never had anybody come more than twice. It's you really
boring.
Don't want to know how. It's not boring. Hey, Sherry, you are grounded. All right, so now here's some things you should consider, and these are more facts-based. A friend of mine, Paul Hickey, runs a company called Bespoke, and so they do tons of research, right?
Okay.
And he went back and looked at the three worst times over the past 30 years in buying stock, and I was there and an active participant in each of the three.
How nice.
I could tell you the dates without even reading the article. But just to give you a reference, it was October of 87. I'd been in the business for all of 2 weeks.
Oh, wow.
It was the March 10th of 2000, the popping of the .com. And, of course, it was October 9th, the high of 2007, the high of the market right before we went into the 2008 financial crisis.
Mm.
So what Paul said is if you held stocks... If you held stocks and you happen to be the worst, I mean the absolute worst buyer of stocks in history. Right? In history. And you picked the three worst days in the last three decades. If you bought in the crash in 87, your average return each and every year would have been 9.5%. If you bought the tech wreck, that would have been the worst, by the way,
right?
5.2%. And what we're talking about buying here is the S&P 500.
Okay.
And if you bought the what most people in recent mind would have said was the worst day, 2007, October 9th, your return would be 7.6% per year.
Ooh.
I will argue, my friends, that none of you have been invested in CDs, cash, fixed income, and had a better than a 9.5, 5.2, or 7.6% return over that period of time. Now, why do I bring this up? I'm a financial planner. My job is to help people navigate that journey that we like to call your life after work, right? You have no ability to get there. You cannot save yourself to retirement. You have to invest yourself to retirement. It takes a plan. I understand the market gets scary. I understand there's volatility short term. Mm. I understand with Facebook and Twitter and news 24 hours a day that it's really easy to get your emotional side amped up. Remember we talked about the judges and parole at different times during the day, your likelihood of getting parole because they're hungry or not hungry.
Yeah.
You know, you have, if you're doing this on your own, you have those same emotional decisions. Now, the bottom line is after I just gave you those three dates, only 54% of Americans own stocks.
Really?
Only 54%. And this includes 401ks, individual stocks, equity mutual funds, and IRA accounts.
That's crazy.
Right? Now, two-thirds of America does not have access to a 401k plan or defined contribution.
Right.
That's honest. That's sad, but that's true. You know, we do our best here at the Financial Enhancement Group to fix that, to work on it. But the bottom line is 46% of America is out there either putting money in CDs, putting money in a bank account, not saving money at all. I mean, that could be happening. But they're not invested in equities. And you got to move forward without fear. Even if you got the worst 3 days in the last 30 years, you had a better return than just sitting there on your duff doing nothing.
But that's if they left it in, right?
That's if they left it in.
Not doing the day trading thing.
No,
that's
no, no.
If you left it in.
The day trading part does not That is not the strategy.
Right.
That
oh,
you
I know.
Use.
Oh, I know that.
And so I got to ask a question. You know, I told somebody, hey, 2 weeks ago when the market had its volatility, they said, why didn't the brokers call? Well, the answer is the brokers are not. I'm not allowed to call you under suitability, under where most brokers are. I can't pick up the phone and say, Sherry, we should move this mutual fund to this mutual fund or this stock to this stock. That's called churning because I would get paid a commission, and bad things happen.
Right. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So those calls don't take place. Right. Mm-hmm. The people that had money at Fidelity, where they just deposited money and are doing it on their own, they didn't get a call. Right. Mm-hmm. In our hand, we've got 830 families. I didn't make any calls. Mm-hmm. But as a fiduciary, I made trades.
Yes.
Right? I don't ask somebody what they think about Apple. I can either buy it or sell it or sell it or buy it. If I do it in my account, I do it in theirs. Right.
Right. Yeah.
And so you're able to get the job done in an entirely different way. Just consider this, folks. The last 3 worst days in the last 30 years. If you'd done it, you'd have done it right. I'm not advocating 100% in equities. Don't take it that way. It's just understand we got to get better at this game. Give us a call, 800-928-4001. You're listening to Consider This. I'm Joe Clark along with Sherry Kontos. Hi, I'm Joe Clark, host of Consider This and managing partner of the Financial Enhancement Group. For the last 20 years, the Financial Enhancement Group has developed a process that's straightforward and simple. I'll share that with you, what we use to protect more than 700 families, more than $300 million in retirement assets. We take care of people who don't want to worry about their money. I started in this industry before the crash in 1987, and I've been an active participant helping families like yours strive to build a secure retirement. Here's what I've learned as a certified financial planner, a former professor at Purdue University, and as a trusted advisor for the last 3 decades. Nothing will separate you from your retirement like the Internal Revenue Service. You can reach us at 800-928-4001 at yourlifeafterwork.com. The Financial Enhancement Group is an SEC-registered investment advisor. Securities offered through World Equity Group Incorporated, member FINRA and SIPC. Again, that number is 800-928-4001, and you can reach us at yourlifeafterwork.com.
Due to an upturn in the economy, Main Street Business Loans has pre-approved the release of millions of dollars in small business funding. Your business may already be pre-approved to receive up to $250,000. We've sent out millions of pre-approval letters. We see the economy growing, and our underwriters believe now is the time to invest in your business so you can grow faster and make more money. And we're prepared to give you up to $250,000 to do it. Your funds can be available in 5 days. There are no application fees, no annual fees, just quick access to up to $250,000. If your business did not receive your approval letter to get up to $250,000, call Main Street Business Loans Approval Desk now.
800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. That's 800-430-7570.
We paid less for our Craftmatic today than we did 20 years ago.
If you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and free information on today's Craftmatic adjustable beds. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Rated number one by consumers nationwide on ConsumerAffairs.com. Craftmatic beds come in all mattress types, including cool gel memory foam for up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand. Enjoy temporary relief of low back pain, poor circulation, nighttime heartburn, mild arthritis. You'll sleep better in a Craftmatic adjustable bed. So if you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and information. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Discover Craftmatic for less, up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand.
Call 1-800-316-5271. That's 1-800-316-5271. 1-800-316-5271. Call now.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, $1,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-711-6812 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-711-6812. Again, that's 800-711-6812.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-569-3414. That's 800-569-3414. Again, 800-569-3414.
Biz Talk Radio.
Well, good morning and welcome back to Consider This. I'm Joe Clark.
I'm Sherry Contos.
And we are plumb tickled to have you along.
We are.
So there is a lot going on. And I was talking to Andrew Thrasher, one of the people on our team. He's a chartered market technician and really, really proud of Andrew in a Wall Street Journal article just this last week talking
wow.
about volatility and what was going on. But the one of the things I explained to him in business is you have strategic byproducts. Strategic byproduct is when you go to do one thing and something even bigger comes out of it because you were thinking about it, something in a different light, right?
Okay.
And it happens all the time. You just have to look for them.
Okay.
Right? You decide you're going to a concert and you meet your new spouse.
Oh,
right, that would
I see.
Be a strategic
okay.
byproduct. Now, that's a little more fortuitous, but in business,
right.
you have those things. We study a particular sector and happen to find a whole other sector that we didn't even know was existing, for instance, right? Mm. One of those things. We had this minor thing that happened December 20th, signed into law December 22nd of last year. It was called the Tax Cuts and Job Act, and it got renamed, but everybody's going to call it the TCJA. That's the way it's going to be. And the bottom line is there were a lot of unintended consequences
yes.
and some strategic byproducts.
Okay.
You need to know what some of those are, right? For instance, there's a big one, and I rarely talk about divorce on this show, but marital planning just really amped up.
Really?
There are things that you need to be considering that are in there. You know, alimony is gone, mm-hmm. right? Unless it was already signed in and pre-put in. And in Indiana, alimony is not a forced thing, but it's still used many times because of the tax benefit. And I shouldn't say alimony is gone. What's gone is in the future, for people who pay the alimony, it is no longer deductible. People who receive it, it is no longer taxable. That would change a lot of benefits.
Wow.
A lot of people have prenuptial agreements that says, here's how we're going to deal with alimony. What happens to those?
Yeah.
A lot of questions that really need to be asked. It's why I have good people on our team that are trying to work and handle this. Believe me, one of the people that needs to be a part of any divorce consideration is a financial planner. I hate to say that, but there's just an awful lot going on. Please proceed cautiously. I forecast that if people understand this, there will be some accelerations of divorces before the date occurs.
Really?
Just saying. However, there is a big one that's out there that will affect a lot of people, and it's called a pension risk transfer. And it happened here in Anderson, in the city that I live in. We had General Motors that was here that was based. General Motors was paying out a pension, and all of a sudden everybody got a letter in the mail that said, hey, you can go to Prudential, you can take a lump sum, Or you could take the money out and roll it essentially into your own annuity or your own IRA.
You can or you must?
You must. It's going to Prudential if you didn't.
Right, yeah, right? Okay.
And what happens is that is a transfer of the risk from the company that's paying pensions. Now, why do I bring this up now? I talked about it a lot. I did a few lectures when the General Motors people had the choices.
Yep.
We told some people to go to the contract. Some people took the lump sum. There's things you can consider. I'm going to get to that in a second. But the big reason that this is happening is most corporations are not like humans. They live on a different calendar year.
Right.
Our calendar year for a 1040 ends December 31st. Most corporations up end September 15th.
Really?
Mm-hmm, of the following year. So in case you missed it, the tax cut went from 35% at the corporate level down to 21%. Right, that's a substantial thing. So when a corporation writes a check, an investment, and a money going into a pension fund is an investment,
right,
they get to deduct that.
Okay.
So if I'm thinking about doing a risk transfer and I can deduct it for about a third cheaper today than I can at the end of this year or going into next year, then I'm going to consider it.
Right.
So read between the lines, folks. If you don't get one of those this year, either your company's broke or doesn't intend to ever do this. And it's not a real big issue for you, but it is a big issue from the company standpoint. One, because of the tax break, you know, that exists to be able to do it today between now and then. The life expectancy issues are tremendously strong. Mm-hmm. That companies are facing. You know, you hear everybody say we're living a lot longer.
Yeah.
We're really not living that much longer. What's happening is more of us are living longer, and pension payments are having to be paid out longer. You know, the company
has to last longer.
Yeah, the companies are in the business of running the company, not running a pension. Insurance companies do this professionally. Why not transfer it? Why not get it done? So, $23 billion was transferred last year. They think there's going to be, Mr. Dickow expects $25 billion in the following year. Or in this year. And so what should you consider as an individual if this comes into place? I look at these opportunities as the ability to reset, right? So when somebody asks me if they've got enough money to quote unquote retire, and again, we call that your life after work,
right?
There's about 23 things just in that one area that you really need to consider,
yeah.
Right? And some of the big ones, obviously, are what other resources do you have? Right? How much have you saved and accumulated, inherited, hit the lottery with, whatever, right?
Right? Yep.
What's your health look like? What does your spouse health look like? What are your legacy plans? Do you have kids that you want to leave money behind to? Do you have no kids? Are you married? Are you not married? How stable is your other investments? Like I said, there's 23 things that we look at. And when you get this letter in the mail, if it's coming to you, in my opinion, it is your opportunity to retire again. And to think about what it is, how will you want that money to look like, right? And to ask yourself those questions. You may have retired at 62 and been in great health,
mm-hmm.
right? And you wanted that income stream to be able to come in for life.
Right.
Now all of a sudden, uh-oh. Doc says something ain't quite right. Ticker's not working. You know, something has come up, and now you have the opportunity to get the lump sum again that you can leave behind to a charity,
yeah.
to your kids, to your spouse. Makes a lot more sense in some cases. People say, well, Joe, what about the insurance company that it's going to? That one doesn't bother me as much because of the way that they have to be regulated and you know, financed. So the way this works is the company has to get the pension back up to its fair market, the fair valuation based on life expectancy, and then they write a check to the insurance company. They can wash their hands of it. They're done. And then it's on the back of the insurance companies. Now, again, some people say, well, I can't believe I'm being abandoned. That's what I heard of from the General Motors people.
Really?
I can't believe I'm being abandoned by these people. Well, what you don't know are those other rules and regulations that take place. 08 and 09 really weren't good years for a lot of companies.
No.
And it has become very, very expensive to maintain pension plans. They've got to have people like myself and Adam
and
as fiduciaries that are there. But what people forget is employers have to make annual payments to the Pension Benefit Guarantee Corp.
Oh.
Right? That's the PGIC. That's what pays PGBC. That's what pays people when plans go defunct. Again, we've got some of those General Motors ones here in town that do that.
Sure.
Employers have to pay both a flat rate and a variable rate to help fund their future liability in the event they can't pay. But those numbers, the flat rate has doubled since 2013. The variable rate has tripled since 2013. If I'm running a company, I want to run a company. I don't want to have to deal with risks that I don't know, don't understand, and don't want. So you can expect this to be popping up. If it's happening to somebody that you know, you can have them give us a call at 800-928-4001. We're more than happy to have that conversation. It's the pension decision all over again. Your chance to reset retirement, in my mind. Hey, if you're listening to this and you've got a question or comment, remember you can always shoot me an email. Consider this at yourlifeafterwork.com. You can reach us at 800-928-4001 and go to yourlifeafterwork.com, where you can listen to the rest of the radio segments, read my newspaper column, and of course have access to our educational pages. There's quite a few of them that are there. Happy to help. We'll take a break and be right back.
Hi, I'm Sherry Kontos, co-host for Consider This with Joe Clark. Joe is a certified financial planner and former professor at Purdue University. Joe is the managing partner for the Financial Enhancement Group based in Central Indiana, and Joe's passion is teaching people about their money. Find out more at yourlifeafterwork.com. The Financial Enhancement Group manages more than $300 million for families in 31 states. The Financial Enhancement Group takes care of people who don't want to worry about their money. Join Joe and me as we address your questions about money in five key areas: retirement planning, tax planning, investment planning, risk management, and estate planning. And each week we will tackle questions that can make a difference in your life. The Financial Enhancement Group can be reached at 800-928-4001. You can find out more at our website, yourlifeafterwork.com. The Financial Enhancement Group is an SEC registered investment advisor. Securities offered through World Equity Group, Inc. Member FINRA SIPC.
Introducing Sam 76. A revolutionary new beer from Sam Adams that combines refreshment and flavor. It's the perfect union of lager and ale that took over 13,000 hours and 60 different recipes to perfect. Roughly speaking, of course. The end result? Well, it's an easy-to-drink, refreshing beer perfect for every party, event, shindig, or get-together. We could go on, but you'll just have to try it to believe us. Sam 76. Fill your glass. Boston Beer Company, Boston, Massachusetts. Savor the flavor responsibly.
Biz Talk Radio is now available on Amazon Echo. Just add the Biz Talk Radio skills and ask Alexa for the latest business news. You'll instantly get live, relevant information from the best business source, Biz Talk Radio. Alexa, open Biz Talk Market Tips.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1769. 855-325-1769. That's 855-325-1769.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-605-5370. 800-605-5370. Call 800-605-5370.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. That's 800-915-9658.
Got an old car? You can donate it, whether it's running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation and save a life. They'll even come and pick it up for free. The United Breast Cancer Foundation has saved hundreds of women's lives through their free or low-cost breast screen exams. But now they need your help. The United Breast Cancer Foundation wants to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And donating your old car, SUV, or truck, whether it's running or not, helps pay for them. Plus, you get a charitable tax deduction. Help the United Breast Cancer Foundation save lives by donating your old car, SUV, or truck. Call now for free pickup. 800-245-0473. 800-245-0473. 800-245-0473. Call right now. That number again is 800-245-0473.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation
at 800-721-6723. 800-721-6723.
We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-721-6723. 800-721-6723. 800-721-6723. That's 800-721-6723.
Biz Talk Radio.
Well, good morning and welcome back to Consider This. I'm Joe Clark.
I'm Sherry Kantos.
And we are very honored and happy to have you along.
Yep.
Don't forget, if you miss part of the show, you can always go to yourlifeafterwork.com and get the whole show. Most of you miss at least one segment of the show because we do five parts and most of the stations air four.
Yeah.
You can also go to iTunes, Consider This under the podcast, Consider This with Big Joe Clark, and you can get the show there. We have many, many listeners that go there.
It's cool.
Works well. Yep. This is the segment with Sherry where she picks an unidentified topic, unidentified by me. I have no idea what it is. And then she whips it out and we see where we go from there.
That's
so it's kind
right.
of fun time with Sherry.
I think of myself as the Joe's man on the street.
Ah, there we go.
Yes. So, actually, though, people do know that I do the show with you, and so they ask me questions to ask you, and that's kind of cool because we get to know what average Joe is actually thinking about in terms of finances. And right now, this is what has come up this past week is this whole idea of inflation. People are like really concerned about rising interest rates, mortgage rates, all that kind of thing, and how is it going to affect them? Is there anything they should be doing? So I want to ask you that question, but I found an article that, first of all, went into the 9 common effects of inflation. I won't go through all 9, but there were some that actually came up in my life this week, and I want to just bring them up and then ask you your thoughts about the whole thing. But first of all, the very first thing that they noted as an effect is eroding purchasing power. We've talked before about inflation needing to be identified because inflation is not true across the board.
It's not fairly distributed.
It's not fairly distributed.
That is correct.
It will affect different people
in different ways at different times. Yes. So when you say erode purchasing power, what that means, and it's typically along with It's typically when people are living on a fixed income, like an annuity, where they have the same payment every year that they that they're able to get. Inflation below 2.5-3.5%. Inflation there is actually good. Everybody wants the price of their home to go up in value.
Right.
Everybody wants the price of their stocks to go up in value. What you don't want is hyperinflation.
Yeah.
Right. That's when you're above 4.5-5%. You're getting into some problematic areas that we saw back in the 1980s.
Mm.
Inflation peaked in 1980 at 18%.
Oh.
We literally saw mortgages at 22% out of the what's now the Fishers area. It was Carmel then. Very, very sad time. So purchasing power can be eroded, but as long as the economy is growing by the same speed as what inflation is growing and you're participating in that economic growth, then it's okay.
Well, you should keep pace with it, is what you're saying.
Yes, and you have to, when you look at the fiduciary focus, my guideline, right, in every financial decision that you make, risk and volatility, there's four parts, risk and volatility, fees and expenses, taxes both today and tomorrow, and when you get to that real return, anytime you hear somebody like me use the word real, we're talking about inflation.
Yeah.
So zero plus whatever the inflation rate is that you happen to be experiencing is what your money has to grow at.
Right. So the second thing they mentioned, and this is what I ran into this week, encourages spending and investment. True or false, first of all, if it in periods of inflation? And then I'll tell you how it entered my life this week.
Okay. The theory behind inflation is that if you truly believe that it exists, you will buy something today because you believe it'll be more expensive in 6 months.
Yes.
Take that back to the technology sector 5 years ago, where people would walk in and they would see a TV and they'd say, I'll wait 6 months because it'll be cheaper.
Right.
That's deflation and never good. It causes hesitation in decision making. Inflation tends to accelerate that.
Right.
The other part is, especially in the senior economy, older people tend to live off of income, not assets. So if they've got if they have $1 million in an account, God forbid we touch the $1 million.
Right,
but if it produced $25,000 of dividend income, they will spend that.
Higher,
sometimes, not all of them.
Yeah.
The higher the inflation rate within that range we talked about earlier, and income rising, you can actually see increased spending for several reasons.
Right. Okay. So this is how it affected me this week. Took my family to Disney World last October.
Mm-hmm.
Not a cheap thing, you know. Now, Disney is telegraphing. I mean, they're saying we're going to raise our prices.
Yep.
So if you buy the tickets now, they can be used in October of next year. If you wait till October, they're already telling you it's going to cost more. So the big push in my house was, hey, we're going back again next year, right? Question mark. And if we are, right? Question mark. Shouldn't we buy the tickets now?
It is always a risk-reward decision when it comes to money. Just try to make things as simple and as formulaized as you can. And it's what you call the risk-free money rate.
Yeah.
Do you know what Disney's raising the tickets to?
They may have. I don't know that.
I don't either. But so let's say that it is $10 today. It's not going to be this big of a jump, and it's certainly not that cheap.
No.
Let's say that it's $10 today, and it's going to be $20 in the future.
Okay,
right? So you know your risk-free return is 100% if you buy them today.
Right.
Because you know it's going from 10 to 20.
Right.
Right.
Yep.
So your question is, what else could you do with that additional
$10? Opportunity cost.
The opportunity cost is what we would call that.
Okay.
What can you do with that additional $10 that you could invest somewhere else, buy somewhere else, pay down debt somewhere else, do something else with? It's an opportunity cost discussion.
Good.
You know, when people say, should I pull money out of a bank account and put it in the market or buy this investment? It's the reverse. What's your risk-free money rate? You know the bank's going to pay you 2. Right.
Mm-hmm.
And you hope that this is going to pay you 6. Right. So so you're making the investment because you believe you're going to get 4% greater than the risk free money rate or the known rate. Right.
Right.
Is the risk, the volatility and everything else worth it to you to get the 4%? And that takes us into some of those bond conversations we've been having. A lot of my friends that are in the bond world that are doing the right thing are in cash because credit spreads, which most people who are listening to the show don't even know what the word means.
Yeah.
Phrase.
Right.
But the credit spreads are so tight, it is not worth the risk reward. And so they would rather sit in cash than get clobbered.
Okay.
Sorry. Side note.
Yeah. Oh, that's what, no. Well, I won't go through the rest of the list because it's just stuff. But I want to ask you, is there anything you think we should be considering because of this inflation, the current, what we're facing right now?
Yeah. On an individual basis, You know, I had my mortgage rate, and I tell people everything I do, I tell you on this show. So
yeah.
I had my mortgage on a variable rate for about 9 years.
Yep.
Last year, I sensed that interest rates were getting ready to go up.
Yeah.
And so I locked in a 15-year mortgage at 2.85%.
Oh, my gosh.
Lucky you. Know, you. There. So it's a little bit higher today. We expect them to continue to go a little bit higher.
Yeah.
If you maintain debt on your home, and remember, the standard deduction just went up to $24,000 for married filing jointly, and your state income and property taxes are limited at $10,000. So unless you're philanthropic and give a lot of money to your church and other places, your mortgage interest may no longer be deductible. You need to keep that in mind.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
My case, it still is. Right. So it just made sense for me to do. But that's one thing that you might want to look at.
Okay.
You also might want to try to find a credit card that's got a locked in rate if you are one of the people that maintain debt. You know, I prefer people pay it off every month.
Yeah, me too.
But not everybody has that option and that luxury. Yeah. You know, so now might be the time to try to be shopping one of those fixed rates. If you read the fine print, a lot of them have got a big spread. Right, that they can charge you if you happen to miss paying a little bit of money.
Yeah, but you wouldn't do anything changes with investments or anything like that based on inflation.
We have to watch the fixed income market very, very closely. We do that. That's our job.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah, yeah.
As I tell everybody, you know, we take care of people who don't want to worry about their money. If you want to worry about it and take care of it, that's your business. If you want a fiduciary, that's our business.
Hey.
Hey, you're listening to Consider This. I'm Joe Clark, along with Sherry Kontos. Don't forget yourlifeafterwork.com. Hey, thanks for joining us, folks. Take care.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or securities. Please consult a professional before investing. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com. Biz Talk Radio.